It is Friday morning, and it's time for 10 with Pastor Len. And this is the only day when I mention our church address, 841 Route 52, Suite 6, Fishkill, New York, 12534. And of course, our text to give number, 845-250-6508, and I'll be putting them on the board, because I know many of you have asked, how can we give? Where can we send our checks? Is there a website, or is there an easier way to do it? And so that's why we provide it. I never want to spend a lot of time asking, and I don't believe I do ask. I thank and appreciate those of you who give and who support, and for those that want to give and support and who have asked me, we share the ways how. But I thank and appreciate and love each and every one of you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your prayers of thanksgiving. I thank you for your encouragement, your encouraging words, your encouraging texts, your encouraging letters and cards. Thank you for your love. Thank you. You are just like Daddy. You are just like your father's. Your father. Your father's love reflects through you. And I can feel it, and I thank you, and I greatly appreciate, and I love you so very much. So here we are Friday. We're going to be finishing up Psalm 23. And I'm going to read the complete psalm from the King James Version of the Bible. Okay, we're familiar with it, and it's beautiful the way it's written. It is. You can glean so much information and revelation from it. But I like Pastor Lenny's translation a little bit better than it. A translation that Holy Spirit gave me at 3 a.m. last Friday morning. That makes it, I believe, the 22nd. Friday morning, 3 a.m., October 22nd. So here we go from the King James Version of the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And this is the verse we're doing today, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now I'm going to read the complete psalm, Psalm 23, Pastor Lenny's translation, as given to me by the Holy Spirit. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, my guide, my ruler, my teacher, my protector, my provider, and because he is, I will never fail at anything. I will never be in want, and I will never become less than what I am, his chosen, righteous, perfected son, and I will never have a need. Verse 2, he causes me to live and dwell in rest. He causes me to live and dwell in rest, immortality and newness of life. With great care, he brings me to the watering place of the regeneration of his word, where I am transformed to my true identity of being just like him. Verse 3, he restores me to my intended position of glory. He brings me to an accepted position of righteousness, where I am at complete peace with my Father, Daddy God. Verse 4, oh, how beautiful verse 4. If I were to find myself in a deep and dark place of extreme danger, distress, or even death, I will never be afraid. I will never be afraid. Do you hear that, Satan? We will never be afraid. I call him the father of stupidity because he thinks he's going to scare us. He's the father of lies. The Bible says he's a liar and the father of lies. I call him stupid and the father of stupidity. Hallelujah. We will never be afraid. Haven't you gotten it yet, Satan? Why? Because his powerful support is my great comfort. His powerful support is my great comfort. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Verse 5, from Pastor Lenny's translation. Never will I be in fear of the adversary. My daddy God has prepared a feasting table fit for a king for me to be strengthened from. His word. Woohoo! He has filled me with his anointing so much so it constantly flows from within. Oh, thank you. Now, verse 6. Once again, in the King James Version. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Verse 6 from Pastor Lenny's translation. Pleasantness, goodness, excellence, and kindness will follow me, will pursue me until it totally engulfs every area of my life. I will remain, I will live in, I will dwell in, I will abide forever in the habitation of his presence. Wow. That is so beautiful. That is so awesome and glorious. I want to read it to you again. Nice and slow. This is for you. This is to encourage you and uplift you. This is for you. This is a word for you from the Holy Spirit. This is words for you from Daddy God. This is in John chapter 6, verse 63, where it says, the flesh profits nothing. You know, my words are spirit and life, right? It's the spirit that quickens. It's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profit nothing. And my words are spirit and life. John chapter 6, verse 63. Powerful. I'll say it again. John chapter 6, verse 63. The flesh profits us nothing. Five senses profits us nothing. It's the spirit that quickens. The spirit revitalizes. The spirit renews. The spirit energizes. The spirit makes new. And my words are spirit and life. King James Version, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's nice. It's beautiful. I've quoted that many times, but now I quote this one. Here it is, nice and slow. Psalm 23 and verse 6. The last verse of the psalm. Pleasantness, goodness, yes, excellence, whew, excellence, and kindness will follow me and pursue me until it totally engulfs every area of my life. I will remain, I will live, I will dwell, I will abide forever. I am abiding forever in the habitation of his presence. You know, with this word from the King James Version that says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, it's not follow me. It doesn't follow me. It doesn't follow us. It follows and pursues. It pursues us. So be blessed with this fact. Be encouraged with this fact. All the pleasantness God has for us, all the goodness God has for us, all the excellence God has for us, for you, all the kindness that God has for us, for you, it's going to follow after you. It's going to pursue after you. Until it totally has engulfed you, surrounded you from within and from without. And it affects every area of your life, every area of your life. And you will remain and live and dwell and abide forever in the habitation of his praise. 10 with Pastor Len. I hope you were blessed and encouraged. And I just want to say, if you're in the area on Sunday, come and join us. Holy Spirit is in charge, and it's as Holy Spirit wills, and he's doing amazing things, and he will continue to do amazing things. 10 o'clock, New Life Church, 841 Route 52, Fishkill, New York, 12524. Come and join us. Welcome to Blessings. This is Pastor Lenny saying goodbye, and I love you so much.